gear for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist slash peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
Hello and welcome to another hour on 24 Hours of Radio Art here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca for everyone else. What we're going to hear in this next hour is some short compositions in a total randomized fashion. Is called the MacLeod Tarot and loosely based on the major arcana of the tarot. Designed to be played randomly, and let's see what it evokes. So without further ado, let's hear it. We'll be right back.
nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other. It's nice when you only have to choose one or the other.
Essential to the industrial organization.
What our people are fighting for now is industrial freedom, to get his fair share by the special interests in perpetuity and without compensation, because the greatest source of power we know will never cease to deliver power.
one certain thing about the history of the human intellect is that it runs from ignorance to knowledge. Man begins knowing nothing of his own nature or of the nature of the world in which he is living. He continues acquiring a little knowledge here and there, with his vision broadening and his understanding deepening as his knowledge increases. Had man commenced with but a very small fraction of the knowledge he now possesses, the present state of the human mind would be very different from what it is. But the method by which knowledge is acquired is at the slowest. It is by way of what is called trial and error. Blunders are made rapidly, be corrected slowly. Some of the most primitive errors are not on a general scale corrected even today. Man begins by believing on what appears to be sound evidence that the earth is flat, only to discover later that it is a sphere. He believes the sky to be a solid something, and the heavenly bodies but short distance away. His conclusions about himself are as fantastically wrong as those he makes about the world at large. He mistakes the nature of the diseases from which he suffers, and the causes of the things in which he delights. He is as ignorant to the nature of Earth as he is of the cause of death. Thousands of generations pass before he takes the first faltering steps along the road of verifiable knowledge, and hundreds of thousands of generations have not sufficed to wipe out from the human intellect the influence of man's primitive blunders.
Speaking of Puritanism in relation to American art, Mr. Goodson Berglund said, "Puritanism has made us self-centered and hypocritical for so long that sincerity and reverence for what is natural in our impulses have been fairly bred out of us, with the result that there can be neither truth nor individuality in our art." Mr. Berglund might have added that Puritanism has made life itself impossible. More than art, more than aestheticism, life represents beauty in a thousand variations. It is, indeed, a gigantic panorama of eternal change. Puritanism, on the other hand, rests on a fixed and immovable conception of life. It is based on the Calvinistic idea that life is a curse imposed upon man by the wrath of God. In order to redeem himself, man must do constant penance, must repudiate every natural and healthy impulse, and turn his back on joy.
It is a severe shock when she first discovers that death changes nothing, that it is only life which separates utterly.
But Juliet did not live to know that love itself has tidal times, lapses and ebbs which are due to the metrical rule of the interior heart, but which the lover vainly and unkindly attributes to some outward alteration in the beloved.
He bears testimony concerning our condition as it is in thee, and what then, whilst the core lies at the bottom, which will putrefy and corrupt and corrode until it break out again with moistness, vexation, and danger.
It is in the after part of each life that the law is learnt so definitely as to do away with the hope or fear of continuance.
But for misery and suffering, I might indeed be said to have existed in a dormant state. I shall not afterwards allude to this part of the case, and from the remorse which must often exasperate the stingy disease evils, infinitely outruns his power, he curses the spells which chain him down from motion, cast along in mournful pomp.
They knew that presence does not exist without absence,
which haunts her friend from day to day, to the grave, and after, if the dead could tell their thoughts.
Here is a thought that cracked my eyes. Keep the presence of the world. keep your mouth resolutely closed.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was the MacLew Tarot. For more information or for free downloads, it's MacLew.com, M-A-Q-L-U. Chris Burke is up at 1 p.m. and Value Village people at 2. But before then, we've got time for a couple more noise, audio collage, found sound sort of tracks. And they will be Pause Off and Factor X.
There is a belief among the mortals that they can become the privileged possessors or owners of something. Often provoking the one who finds himself deprived of his heart's desire into the use of questionable means, if not a physical force, to gain his object.
There's an exercise of peculiarly destructive influence on those forms of life.
True value at its parts of human folk.
If she has learned the uses of silence.
For some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist slash peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, Art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca. And you're listening to 24 hours of radio art on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, this is my first time talking to you today. I am DJ Bleak and with you live. I helped set up a good portion of this whole event this year, and so I will call myself the co-curator. Thanks to Luke Meat for actually being here on the red eye. And he's looking kind of tired, but we have Value Village People stuff coming up from about 2 to 4, so you want to stay tuned for that. There's going to be a lot of good high art potty humor coming up for you. I want to tell you what we heard in the past, so let's just do that now. I'm not too sure what happened at 12 to 1, because I was kind of out of it by then. EBNC did our 1 to 2 slot, and DJ Goulash did the 2 to 6 o'clock, or 2 to what, 6 o'clock? Yeah. And thanks to Goulash for that. Joshua Freed, all the way from Brooklyn, New York,